Welcome to the Villains Lounge.
Welcome, everybody, to the third episode of the Villains Lounge. I am the Three Counts resident supervillain, the Dark Lord, the Dark Goat himself, Damien Fatale, and I have my co-anchor that way. Not that way. That way. My co-anchor for the day, it is Mr. Idol. Welcome to the Villains
Lounge.
Happy
to be here. Totally, totally on my own volition.
I dragged you against your will. I see that. All right. So let's get into the news for February 7th, 2024. We're going to go off the top with this one first instead of the other one. Johnny Ace's lawyer is at it again. Is rat like the right terminology to put on this man right now?
Yes, considering how close him and Vince were, they ain't close no more.
That's gone.
considering how close of a bond they had over the last 20 years, I think rat is appropriate. I think the problem is his strategy here clearly is to throw everyone under the bus to make himself look better. But the problem is, it's only going to make him look worse because it's just going to show how many situations he didn't speak up about or he could have. So it doesn't make him look like a good person. It's just going to reaffirm how much of a piece of shit he really is, if anything. So, yeah, because he was the most powerful executive under Vince on the wrestling side by being the head of talent relations for much of the last 20-something years.
And he's stating that the execs knew about Ashley Massaro's situation. The allegations of, that whole thing.
Essentially confirming what Ashley said in her lawsuit, basically. Yeah. Confirming that and saying that WWE was lying about having no knowledge. Saying, backtracking, saying, actually, no, several upper management knew about it, which he was upper management. He's as upper management as you can get on the wrestling side of the equation, other than Vince at that time. So,
and yet he did nothing.
Right. So not exactly sure how that helps him, but do you, Johnny Ace?
Hey, well, it is what it is. Maybe he'll be the dumbass of the week. We'll find out if there's any more stupid ass whatever comes out about that dumbass. But, all right, I want some sad news. I had sad news yesterday, and this is just as sad. Scott D'Amore fired from TNA and replaced...
On his day off.
And replaced by an Anthem exec?
He's the head of Anthem Entertainment, their entertainment division. Basically, right. What's happening is that instead of TNA existing on an island of its own, because it was the redheaded stepchild. Sorry if you're a redhead and you're watching this, just an expression. The redheaded stepchild of the Anthem organization. Now that Scott D'Amore he took charge, he turned things around, he's got them topical, profitable, in the, news and everything again. They decided to let him loose. Anthem wants to reclaim that title, put it under the entertainment banner, and now this new guy is in charge. I think his name is Anthony. I'm not sure his last name. But, D'Amore's out, Anthony's in, and... Yeah, it's a messed up situation. It's like, hey, thank you for all your hard work and turning this ship around, but we're kicking you overboard now that we don't need you.
Yeah, without a life jacket. Like, he did all of that hard work, rebranded Impact back to TNA.
Yeah.
And they're just like, it's almost like a bully making you do his homework.
Yeah. And the worst part is that Anthem said that the kid volunteered to do the bully's homework.
Damn.
Trying to make it seem like Scott resigned, and he did not resign. He was fired.
Yeah, well, let's see how well this is going to go over. Probably not well at all. There's probably going to be a lot of upset people.
I can certainly say that I'm not sure when their next set of tapings is scheduled for, but I think it's safe to say probably going to be a pretty interesting atmosphere behind the scenes. I think that's safe to say.
All right. Well, that is the news for the day. And I guess we're going to go into today's review. And that will be NXT from the 6th. Was it the 6th? Is today the 7th?
Yes, today is the 7th, so that would
So
make
from the
yesterday the
6th.
6th, which is the day after the 5th. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing. I keep hearing that 6 is after 5 and before 7. I wasn't 100% sure. I thought 3 was
But
in the
always
middle.
remember the 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, that is true. He really
Yeah.
did. 7 did. You know, 7 is the most magical number. Anyway, this is the fallout from Vengeance Day. And a lot happened. So, Mello opened the show. What, 5 minutes of booing or longer of him just
I would
standing
say
there?
about 5 minutes. He came out, sat in the chair, just soaked in the booze. And now I noticed this on the show, but I thought it was just one of those production snafus. But after the fact, it came out that a production person had to actually come out and tell the crowd to chill on the "fuck you, Mello" chant, because I guess the network put in a call and was like, yo.
Damn.
So,
Ah, that's why they
yeah.
chilled out on it.
Yeah,
They were
yeah,
heavy
yeah.
on that one.
Yeah, because there was at one point during it, like the screen like blacked out for like
Yeah, I saw
half
that
a
for like
second.
a
Yeah, and
quick
like the
second. Yeah.
sound faded. But yeah, I thought it was just, it
Yeah, like
happens.
yeah, it does happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
But
that's a good little tidbit.
yeah.
Solid segment. Very, very good. Enjoyed it. And so then we get into War Dogs got to celebrate. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Congratulations, 2024 Dusty Cup winners. Good job, Breaker
Absolutely.
and Corbin. Ooh, why did I forget Corbin's name? I actually like that guy. All right, so then we go into the first match. Tell them what the first match is, buddy.
Our first match, we had Nathan Frazer and Axiom versus Malik Blade and my boy Idris Enofe. Shout out to my boy. It was a really, really good tag match. I think it's well, would I say it was better than I expected? I expected it to be good, but it exceeded that, I think. It was really good. Like, it had no business being good. Like, one of those matches where it's gonna be good, but it's like, wow, y'all didn't have to go that hard. But yeah, it was solid.
It was a
I
good
would
solid
give
match.
it I'd give it 3 accents. Three. Yeah, three and a half. Let's do 3.5. Three and a half.
I'm gonna do 2.5. I'm gonna do
Two and a
two and
half? Huh?
a half. And well, that's
Okay.
just because I've only got to see an FA and Blade like one time, and that was during the beginning of the Dusty Cup. I've seen like promos of theirs, and I've kind of seen them on TV, but I haven't got a chance to really, really see them. So it's only like seeing them twice, but no, those kids are they're talented. They're talented.
Yeah,
They
no,
want me. I
absolutely.
definitely want to see more. It seems like it's kind of cool because it's a lot of tag teams at NXT that can be able to fill out the main roster.
Yeah.
Right, so our
Yeah,
next
definitely.
match was a fallout from Vengeance Day of Lexus King being a douchebag to Riley Osborne and his little boo thing. They're supposed to be going out on Valentine's Day with, oh God darn it, I can't remember her name right now. It's like on the
See ya.
tip of my tongue. Thea. Oh,
Yeah.
dude, she is hilarious. I just want to say that she is the most awkward girl ever, and it's great. It's just amazing. It's like she doesn't know how to be a
Fantastic.
girl. It's great.
Yeah.
So yeah. Nice good grudge match. It wasn't bad. You can see that Lexus King is still trying to get his footing correctly since, he didn't get much work in Planned Parenthood, so I mean, and then you got
Yeah. Yeah,
Riley
I would
Lickenstein.
give it. Yeah, he's good. I'd give it an axe handle and a half. Like, it was nothing special, but it did what it needed to do.
Yeah, and that's the same
It
thing I gave
was
it. I
a
gave it one and a
match.
half.
It accomplished what it needed to do.
Yeah, it did. So I gave
Yeah.
it one and a half axe handle. So, well, like I said, wasn't bad. Wasn't bad. Wasn't bad. I know there was like some more backstage segments. I know they were setting up the Lash Legend and Ja'Kari Jackson with Metaphor, which I do enjoy Metaphor. I'm just letting you know that I am a fan, a big fan
Noam
of
Dar is the
Metaphor.
best.
I love
Noam
him.
Dar is.
Dude, ever since the Alicia Fox thing,
Oh, that's when I was sold too.
same here.
Alicia Fox. Man, he was the
But
best.
we get another grudge match. Roxanne Perez versus Lola Vice, and I kind of feel like Lola kind of deserved this ass whooping. Just want to put
Oh,
that out
definitely,
there,
definitely.
what she did at Vengeance Day.
Definitely did.
It made that triple threat, like it made the singles match a little bit more interesting, even though the NXT champion, women's champion, and Perez kind of like did their thing. Like they were doing
Oh,
their thing. It was
definitely,
really,
definitely.
really silent, but solid.
It was a nice twist.
Yeah.
'Cause I don't want to say that that match was predictable, but I don't think people went into it thinking that we were going to see a title change.
Yeah, same here. It didn't feel like a
And
title change moment.
that threw a monkey wrench where it suddenly became a, oh, well, what's going to happen? Is Lyra going to retain? Is like Roxanne going to win, but is she going to pin Lola? Is Lola just going to swoop in and get it? So it was a nice twist in drama. And even though Lola didn't win, it still worked. And she's going to be just fine. She's going to
Oh
be a
yeah,
star.
she's gonna be
So
great. Her and Roxanne, they did good. They did good. It
they
was
did. They
pretty
did.
solid.
I'd give this two axe handles.
That's what I gave it. I gave it two.
Yeah.
Definitely two. And
Same
yeah,
thing. Like
Perez got that
it
win.
did. Yeah, it did what it needed to do.
Yeah, Perez got that win, and it was a good solid match. It's crazy that there was the two female matches back to back. It's fucking crazy. And so that goes into the next match, which would be Metaphor being represented by Lash Legend and Ja'Kari Jackson versus Fallon Henley and how do you pronounce her first name?
Ren.
Ren? The W is silent. Oh, Sinclair. I would have butchered that if you weren't on here, just letting you know that. I
It's
would have
okay.
butchered the
No,
fuck
it's okay. I had you in the first name. I forgot her last name. So
out.
if you had been like Ren, what's her last name? I would have been lost. I drew a blank on Sinclair, but I had that first name.
The ladies did a good job. Like the women in NXT are, you can tell that they're still learning, but like I don't know,
They're all good. They're
it's great to
good.
see it. It's just great to see it. So the match did what it was supposed to do. Pretty
I would give it
solid.
a two.
I
I
gave it one and a
really
half.
liked the finish. I thought that was very unique. I'm sure somebody on, I'm sure after I say this, somebody's going to find a clip on the indies and be like, oh, such and such did it first. But me personally, I never saw it. Somebody go from a choke slam setup to a pop-up power bomb.
It was pretty nice.
I've never seen that before. So that impressed me and I loved it.
Yeah, it was looking like she was getting ready to slam dunker. That's what it
Yeah,
looked like.
I was like, oh, okay, she's gonna choke slam her and she
Didn't
threw
she
her
used to
up.
play
And
basketball?
yes, she was in the WNBA, I believe.
She looks like she was. All right, that was mean. All right, so
Well, I don't think that was mean. She's a big woman, not in a bad way. Like she's the
no.
big
I
woman.
guess
Like
I guess that. Okay, maybe I was being a little bit mean in my head. I'm just not going to say it out loud. So let's move on.
okay.
And you can take it from here with the main event and what led into it.
Okay, so As we know, Dijak and Ilya Dragunov, they have history. And Ilya came out and cut a promo earlier in the night, basically telling everybody that, I told y'all about Melo. Melo tried to flip the script and to say it was me getting in Trick's head, and the whole time it was you. And basically saying more or less that Melo ain't shit. Dijak comes out, says, "Don't worry about Melo. You need to worry about me. I want a shot at you." And he punched Ilya dead in his face,
Yeah,
drew
with the
blood and
broken
everything.
nose. Yeah,
Maybe. I don't know.
I heard. Well, I heard them say that it might have been broken
Maybe.
from
He
vengeance.
punched him. He
Yeah,
got him good. And
a lot of blood.
yeah. So this led to the main event, and it was just as violent as you would expect a Ilya and Dijak match to be. I would give that 3 axe handles. Ilya's the man.
Oh, I
Like,
love Ilya. And I give it three as well.
nobody, I'm gonna say there's only two people that I can think of, two wrestlers that had that level of just straight up intensity all the way through their matches in like everything they did. Kurt Angle and a man that we're not allowed to mention post 2007.
Wow. Sorry,
You said it, not me, but
I didn't
yes.
say nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway,
Like it.
also we forgot that Melo did come back out. He did explain himself, which kind of leads to the end of the main event. But he did explain himself, and he blamed all of us. Well,
Yeah, basically, he blamed
everybody
all
but me and you, because
of us.
we can't
That's
stand Trick.
well,
So
that's
let's
true.
keep it a
So
fact
yeah, he
that
didn't
like.
blame us. You're
Yeah,
absolutely right.
yeah.
But essentially what he said is it was everyone's fault for taking his hype man and trying to hype him and hyping him up to thinking that he could be the man.
Oh yeah, no, he tried to turn him into what's the who God, what is that black crispy clock wearing? The hell is his name again?
Flavor Flav?
Yeah, he tried to turn him into Flavor Flav. He goes, Flavor Flav is like the biggest hype man ever. And then, he got the Flavor of Love and this tank
Yeah,
and
he became too good for Public Enemy.
yeah, so I guess Trick Williams is the Flavor Flav of Trick and Bella.
Wow.
What
Wow. Wow.
is that?
The Flavor Flav of Trick Mello Gang. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and I feel like depending on your age, that's going to mean different things to you.
It is. So after the match, my boy Mello came out there and gave Dragunov the business.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And left him laying, and that's what we went off the air with.
Absolutely. So
So
I think it's safe to say we will see a future match between Mello and Dragunov, in which Mr. Flavor Flav will show up and cost Mello that match. I think that's safe to say.
I
Probably
think so
Roblox,
too.
I think.
Probably.
Roblox is the next special edition in NXT. So that seems like a good place to do
And
that.
we get Mello and Flavor Flav at was it
At Stand and Deliver and a
Stand and
Fight the
Deliver.
Power
That's
match.
it. So that was the Villains Lounge. Wow, this was way longer than I expected, but hey, we had fun. Thank you for coming and check us out. This is that's my co-anchor right there somewhere.
I'll be here
And
all week. No, I won't.
yes, I was gonna say, stop lying. You will see him next week, and hopefully we won't be so long-winded. So, this is the supervillain signing off, and yeah, I see you guys tomorrow.
Welcome to the
Villains Lounge.
Have a